just gone 22 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm tracking Uma Mary Party now on the line, and she just joined us. Uma Mary Party, good evening. Thank you so much for making time, and happy birthday, by the way.
Oh, thank you very much. Good evening to yourself and the listeners of Rise FM.
You know, one looks at this day and think maybe your birthday is, in fact, maybe your birthday gift is perfect because you have since been exonerated by the court. Tell us more about how you feel about it and what becomes your immediate reaction that now the court has said you must go back to the legislature and be the member. But equally, you are now reinstated as the party leader in the province.
I felt like it confirms my interview once in Rise FM when I said what I've seen with a man is that they wouldn't want to be challenged, and they would want to suppress the honesty in a person. So when I received the victory, and when I saw a head count of 720 members of Mkhonto were coming to support me at sub-region level, leaders who took us to number two. When I looked at all those things, I felt in my heart that indeed it is no more about the position. You know, I went beyond a position and I went beyond being excited. And I said to myself, if justice cannot be saved in South Africa, it means a lot of people are in trouble for nothing.
Yeah. Mam Mary, I just spoke to Nhlamulo Ndlela, the national spokesperson of the MK Party.
Yeah.
He alleges that the lawyers of the MK Party were not notified about today's proceedings. In fact, particularly today in court, he says that no papers were given to the MK Party. Is that true? Mm. And why were they not informed?
You know, at the moment, let's put it this way. I also have a legal team. And nobody will go to court without issuing another respondent the information. The judge in Mombela High Court was going to chase us away because we'd have shortened the processes. So you can only go and sit there and present your case and give a proof that I have submitted such document. At first, you must give any person that you are taking to court a 72-hour period for them to respond or withdraw on the allegations that they have or the termination of the membership of my myself. So they were given 72 hours. It went on to say, we are going to court. There was no way the judge can listen. It is a public document. They can go to court in Mbombela High Court and get that information. The only thing that it must help them with is for them to give evidence. We are giving them an opportunity. We are all asking for one thing. I'm asking for justice. I'm a businesswoman, for God's sake. I've worked for my life. I've worked for myself. And if you come with a propaganda and you don't come to fact, you know, they should be coming for interview and say that we have evidence against Mary Paddy, and therefore we are going to court and respond to that evidence. That's what we want. Because I've given all the documentation that you can think of. I've given all the proof that you can think of. I still have more proof sitting in my bag for me, waiting for them to come. So they must just do justice. They cannot continue this way. If you are saying that you are not served to the documents, go and ask the court if is that true or not.
Yeah, very interesting indeed. Mam Mary, you know, I watch from the interview you conducted with the state broadcast, the outside court today. You said that these particular judgments somewhat exonerate you from even the allegations that you tried to somewhat tamper with someone's lives and the monies that were alleged to have been eaten by you. You said there is an audit to that extent. Who conducted the audit? Is it the legislature that conducted the audit or is it the party?
The auditors that are appointed submitted to the legislature. How the legislature works is that you appoint auditors and then they assess them and then they then approve you before they even give an allocated budget. That's number one. And then number two, legislature give you a list of the things that you must use the budget for. Number three is that the allocated budget must sit within a quarterly period that they've given you the money. So meaning that MK was given an allocation in July, towards the end of July, because we were delayed to open a bank account. We lost some part of the budget. And therefore, our 3 months was end of July, end of August, end of September. And we had to then submit. And then legislature goes through each and every statement. They go through each and every document that we've given them parallel to the submission of your auditors that you've sent it through. So it's a detailed process. That's a public account. It's not a budget where they say, take it and therefore we are not going to make a follow-up audit. It's a budget account. It's a public account that you all know that even SCOPA can even go to the extent of investigating their funding as to where it is.
Yeah. Let's touch on now the order itself. It says you must resume the positions that you, in which you have been suspended on, largely that of the party leader, that of the official opposition party leader in the legislature, and subsequently your membership is intact as per the around the fact that the MK party has also appointed another convener in the space. How are you both going to operate?
Look, it was all about clearing my name. And what is important now, we need to be saying that I need to write a letter to the president of Umkhonto we Sizwe and apologize because I did not go to court on any intention. I went to court because I could not find justice within the internal processes of Umkhonto we Sizwe. I went to court because of the conspiracy of the documents that they've been submitting to us. Mm. I went to court because of the dates that were not aligned or dates that are not on a proper sequence. So those are the things that we need to say. When the legal team is seated, I think tomorrow, they are going to send me a full document. For now, they've just sent me a page of the order that I received. And that document, we take it and then we submit it to the office of the SG together with the office of the president, and then you write a letter to them, especially the president, to say what has led us to be where we are now. So we should start by saying that instead of saying that we do have two conveners, we need to make Umkhonto we Sizwe, we need to respect Jacob Zuma. I believe in the presidency of Jacob Zuma. I've been through thick and thin with the president, and I know President Jacob Zuma when it was not fashionable, and I cannot now when everything is happening like this change my views and my love of MK because of what is happening. I'm not going to change that. It's not about that. I know they are targeting a woman, and I know that they are targeting a strong person. I know they are targeting people who cannot be shifted around, and know that they are targeting good administrators. I know that they are targeting people that have started with Umkhonto we Sizwe, and I'm not going to allow it. I'm just going to make sure that we do proper processes with love, with care, with everything, and I'm just appealing to Umkhonto we Sizwe, those people that will go to the media, to really think as they get those interviews.
Yeah, just two questions on my end, Ma. The first one would be, what becomes your view following the appointed leadership, largely some of those whom, when you were the leader, they never supported you. Now you yourself need to subject yourself to that particular leadership. You know, what becomes your view? Some are coming from the Gertsebande region. Some are coming from the Ehlanzeni region. When you were appointed, they were just hostile to the leadership that you assumed. Do you think it will be a cordial environment for you to be still subjected to those leaders?
I don't understand what you say subjected to those leaders.
Because they are...
And I'm currently the convener of the province.
No, but the MK party said Busisi Mkhwebane is the leader, and they appointed Ubabusi Kwameni, they appointed Trevor from Gert, and they appointed many other leaders of the MK party.
No. Yeah. Let's concentrate on what had happened today.
I just spoke to Nhlamuluma. He says you can't dictate to the MK party how they need to...
I'm not dictating to the MK party. You know, how do you dictate when you want justice? What is dictatorship in the justice? Then let's go to court, and then let's speak to the courts, because if you are saying I'm dictating, you are saying that I stood in front of TV and I said I'm the convener. I did not do that. You know, yeah. There's something that has made me to say that.
Yeah, I agree. Let's touch then on the sentiments you've also shared today. You said you were somewhat rallying members of the MK Party to not be subjected into undermining themselves or to think low of themselves. In fact, you said we can't allow people who were in other political parties, and you mentioned the EFF. You said we can't allow people who were in the EFF to come and lead the MK Party and lead, and they were not there when we were mobilizing in the election. Just talk us through around that sentiment. Just what exactly are you saying?
I am saying in simple terms that we don't have a problem of members of the EFF joining Mkhonto, but don't parachute them and then terminate my membership as if I did something wrong through a propaganda instead of getting facts. I had allowed the process. I had congratulated Advocate Mkhwebane. Please underline that. I wrote a letter. I congratulated her. What does that mean? It means that I have given her an opportunity to lead.
So when can I come in there?
Yes.
When you wrote that letter of congratulation, you wrote it as what in the MK Party?
No. Remember when she was? I saw it on TV. That is a convener. And I wrote a letter. I said, I'm congratulating you to be a convener. Do you understand what I'm saying? So if maybe I had any other plans, I would have just gone to the social media and said, this is not right.
Yeah.
But I accepted that. The only thing that has changed is that when they realize that I've then given them an opportunity to show them that I'm willing to be led in Mkhonto Oasis, they then took advantage of that. And we need to correct that. Let us be fair in the process.
Yeah.
I would rather stay in a shack and have nothing than living a life of lies. And that's what I'm trying to correct.
Yeah.
I'm saying that let us not be truthful to ourselves. Let us be true to everything that we do. Whether it's politics, it doesn't mean that when it's politics, we need to play with our ways. No, we can't play with our ways. If it's something that is not correct, we need to stick to the fact that something is not correct. And let me tell you something. Something is not correct because there are people that are joining Mkhonto Wesizwe this week, and 2 weeks later they are appointed to be leaders. Where are the probation as per their constitution? Go back to the constitution of Mkhonto Wesizwe and check the probation part of it. Go back to the presentation of previous videos where they were saying that the people will be leading are the people that have made the ground. Look at what we've done. When we've managed to put MK where it is now, it means that we can be able to lead any other thing that comes our way. And indeed, we've shown that we've got leadership skill to do so.
Yeah. Mom Mary, it's your birthday. My producer keeps reminding me that it's your birthday. So let's allow you to go and celebrate and maybe enjoy the moment, and more especially the court order.
I had to cry for me to be in court on this day.
Wow.
It's just unfair. It's really just unfair.
Yeah. Mom Mary, thank you so much for being honest with us and also sharing your version of the truth. And we hope to connect with you soon. And hopefully when you do go to the legislature, we'll bump into you as we always do. And gather from you and many others of the MK Party. We wish you well, Ma.
Thank you. Thank you very much.